Don't just ride the index, seek to outperform it with Fidelity Active ETFs. Learn more at fidelity.com/active ETFs. Before investing in any exchange-traded fund, you should consider its investment objectives, risks, charges, and expenses. Contact Fidelity for a prospectus, an offering circular, or if available, a summary prospectus containing this information. Read it carefully. While active ETFs offer the potential to outperform an index, these products may more significantly trail an index as compared with passive ETFs. Fidelity Brokerage Services, LLC, member NYSE, SIPC.
Are you tired of not being able to get a hold of anyone when you have questions about your credit card?
Well, with 24/7 US-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night.
Yes, you heard that right. You can talk to a human on the Discover customer service team anytime.
So the next time you have a question about your credit card, call 1-800-DISCOVER to get the service you deserve.
Limitations apply.
See terms at discover.com/creditcard.
Both of you girls on this podcast, you know, working the magic, baby. Yeah. And yet, speaking on, you know, women over everything, because women are the truth. Women run the world. Mm-hmm. If you don't know, now you know. Women are the foundation of the world. Seriously.
Welcome to Here to Make Friends, a HuffPost podcast about the Bachelor franchise, where we lovingly snark on The Bachelor and Bachelor adjacent shows.
Whether you love The Bachelor or love to hate it, we're here to break down every single delicious moment with you.
I'm Emma Gray.
And I'm Claire Fallon. So we've been keeping a mystery episode from you. We're sorry, we didn't mean to lead you astray. We teased this episode a couple weeks ago, but now we can finally air it because Eric is off the show. And we talked to Eric about his time on the show, and we want to share that with all of you guys.
We also talked to him about his beard, and it was fantastic. So we hope you enjoy this conversation.
With maybe the next Bachelor? Listen, he wouldn't say, but we have some really good vibes about it. We're joined today by Eric Bigger, one of Rachel's current final three contenders, and he's also, as you may know, a personal trainer in Los Angeles. Thanks so much for joining us.
Thanks for having me. Happy to be here.
We're so excited that you're here. So just to sort of kick us off,
okay,
how did you end up on this show?
Man, great question. How did I end up on the show, ladies? Honestly, I have a friend who works in a production world. She had a friend who was casting for the show and was like, and sent me a screenshot text message of Bachelorette. Like, would you want to do this? I'm like, I'm curious. Why not? So I went on an audition. They loved me. They moved me forward, and the rest is history. It felt right. I was happy, and yeah. So I was like, let's do it.
At that point, did you know that it would be Rachel?
I didn't. I knew a week afterwards.
Oh.
Yeah.
So why did you feel at that point like you wanted to move forward with it?
Well, it was more of a point of, why did I attract this opportunity? Like, why did this come into my life? When things come into my life, I have to look at it, good or bad. Like, So me being curious, I said, let's do it. And then, like I said, when I was casting the audition, the paperwork, it just felt right. I was happy. They were nice. It just, I believe he who feels it knows it. So I was moving off my feeling. So I just went for it. And now we're here. It's like, wow, so surreal, right?
Yeah, look at you. You walk in and then suddenly you're one of the final three. Yeah. What a ride.
I know, huh?
Obviously, you know, it's common knowledge that the franchise doesn't exactly have the best history when it comes to racial diversity in terms of its casting.
Mm-hmm.
Did that give you any pause going into the whole process?
No, because that's never my intention. Is when I come out of my place every day and go to work and do what I love. You know, I'm never like, oh, I'm black guy, I'm African American. It's like, no, I'm a human being before I'm anything. So that was never like on the top of my mind. You know, is it part of, yeah, but I'm not thinking about it so much where it's affecting what I do and how I, you know, be. So it's, no, never thought about that. It was just like, let's go.
So you did have some conflict early on in the show with a couple of the guys in the house. And often that can kind of drag a contestant down. But you came through pretty much unscathed in the end from that. How do you think you managed to do that?
You know, it was just perspective and understanding what was going on. I was so confused. I think that group date I went on, when Rachel told me who said I wasn't here for the right reasons. I'm like, what? Are you serious? Like, I talk to these guys every day. I'm honest. I'm open. I'm vulnerable. I'm telling you about my past history and relationships. You're going to use that against me and say I'm not here for the right reason? So I was more confused than anything and disappointed. So that I could trust these guys. And, yeah, it's competition, but we were all open. And I just, you know, Matt Munson, you know, the Penguin guy.
Yeah.
He really talked me into having an understanding of what's going on and who I am, and helped me to become sane again in that moment. So he really helped me and got me through that tough situation. But once I understood what was going on, I'm like, okay, I see what's going on. I get it. They don't know better. I get it, though. So, you know, sometimes you can be a threat to people, and sometimes people got to use what they got to use to, you know, out you or win the girl over or whatever. But it was weird at the time, but I understood it afterwards, so.
Yeah, were you initially just surprised
yes.
about the way that the
Did you see my face?
Yeah.
You see
yeah. You do wear your emotions like, on your face.
What? Really? Like, oh my God. I was so confused. But
I think I had the same look on my face at home. Yeah. It really seemed to come out of nowhere.
Like, what? I did what? I said what? So
that kind of made it great because you could tell your reaction was so genuine.
Yeah, like, are you serious, Rachel? Run it back again? I was confused. But
I also feel like we didn't get to see enough of Matt.
Yeah.
Like, I think everyone watching when he was in the final six, people were like, wait,
who's this guy?
Who
right?
is this guy? Like,
great guy.
Can you shed a little light on who Matt is?
Matt is very nice. I call him Matty Ice and Matty Nice. So he's from Connecticut, you know. He's just a great guy. He doesn't say much, but when he speaks, you're like, whoa, where's all that wisdom come from? It's powerful. He's like a boss. He's like a, you know, he's strong. He's a boss, you know, but I'm trying to get him to embrace his other side because he's so nice. I'm like, no, embrace it. It's just good.
Is that the Matty Ice side? Is that the other side?
It's the Matty Ice.
Yeah.
Like, own it. You have it. You have it. You know, great guy. I actually talked to his mom not too long ago. She's amazing. Like, I actually talked to him today. He was supposed to come out here and
oh, wow.
Yeah, but great guy.
So, moving to the other end of the spectrum, mm-hmm. obviously Lee has been sort of a flashpoint for controversy.
Yeah.
Both during filming and also his previous tweets, which came to light as the show aired. What was it like for you to watch all of that back? How did that make you feel about how the show handled things?
You know, for me, it was more so of, I wasn't mad. That was the real me. That was it, just in a different context. You know, I wasn't as happy or positive, but I think what happened, what people didn't see, was that my kindness was been taken as weakness, and people were taking advantage of how nice and genuine I am. And enough was enough. So I stood up for myself, said what I had to say. And after that day, no one had my name in their mouth.
That's true.
We were clear.
That's true.
We were clear. So that's all I wanted. Because for me, I was confused. I was like, okay, we're here dating a girl, right? Rachel, she's beautiful. She's dominant. She's amazing. Why would I go and bring another man in our conversation? From where I grew up, I would never do that. So I didn't understand it. So it was just kind of weird that they were using my name for their advantage for whatever reason. So, but, you know, we figured that out, you know, in a different way. Just keep my name out your mouth and we're good.
Simple.
Simple dimple, baby.
Did the dynamic in the house shift once Lee was gone?
It did, but he didn't leave until we left the house.
Right.
You know, so it was like
it was still
there a little bit as he traveled and everybody else started picking up on, you know, who he really was and opposed to what he was portraying, you know. So you are who you are no matter where you are, and his truth showed. So
I think it did.
Yeah. So
I mean, did you feel like in general you got along with most of the guys in the house?
I got along with everybody. Coming in, I got along with everybody. I was open. I was honest. What's up? You know, because I'm a type of person. I seek to understand and to be understood. And then when you cross me and you do something that I'm like, I kind of just pull back. I detach myself and say, you know what? It's cool. I get it. You know, I forgive you. We don't have to be boys, but definitely not going to deal with you the same. Just like, I can't. I'll be a fool of myself to do that. So I just pull back and move forward. I don't really dwell on those things too much. I read them and then I move on.
That's a healthy attitude.
Yeah.
Who were your closest friends in the house or outside the house?
Matt, for sure, was one of my closest. Adam.
Really?
Another one?
Another one I don't know much about.
AG, Money Mitch. That's what I call him, Money Mitch. He's very driven and successful. He's very creative. And Brian. Me and Brian got along a lot.
Oh, yeah?
Brian was my guy. Be Smooth. That's what we call him. Be Smooth. Be Smooth. What's up? M-I-Y-A-Y-O. Yeah, Brian. That was God. And then, you know, Anthony and Josiah and Kenny, you know, we're cool as well. But those three, for sure, that's named before we're just close.
Yeah. And you guys were all there pretty far in.
Yeah,
so.
We were.
Yeah. So what about, what's Peter like in person?
Peter is very reserved. He's very laid back. He doesn't say much. But when he talks, you listen because he talks very well. But he's him. He's to himself. You know, he's not that outspoken, but he's genuine. He's cool.
Yeah. It seems like a good final three set of guys.
Mean, the final four, I thought, was a pretty strong group of men.
Yeah.
So what was it like for you bringing Rachel home to meet your family?
Hey, Rachel, want to meet my family for the first time my whole life? Oh, my God, big Rach. It was great because, you know, she was the one for me. She's the one for me. So it was more so it was easier for me to bring her home because I knew who she was. But I just didn't know how they were going to take it because I'd never done it before. So it was like, oh, this could be weird. I don't know what they're going to expect. This is new, but I didn't care. I know how I felt about her, so it was great. So it was a great time.
I mean, your family seemed delightful.
Yeah. Full of energy. So funny. Yep. It was great.
How did they feel about being like little mini TV stars for a night?
I still feel like, you know, it hasn't hit them yet, you know? I just feel like they're like, wow, it's happening. I'm like, yeah, it's happening. Especially my aunt. I'm like, you're, yeah. it's going down. But I think for me, it was more so I always wanted to do something like this in life for my family. I didn't think love would bring us together. Usually you think it's money or success. It was like love. Yeah. Bring us all under one roof to celebrate that moment, which was beautiful.
Yeah.
And a first of a first for me and them. So we made history, I guess.
We all got to watch it. So
yeah, you know.
Thank you.
Yes, you're welcome.
I actually had a hard time tweeting about your hometown date because I just couldn't find anything to snark about. Yeah. I was like, everything seems so nice. And you've talked in the past on the show about having some difficulties with your family, but it seems like you have a really open, understanding relationship with each other now.
Right.
So how did you build that with them?
Well, I think it came with me growing as a person and as a man and evolving and understanding the place they were at when I was a different age. That, oh, you didn't know that, or your understanding wasn't evolved as much, or just really understanding, you know. And I think as I've grown older and understand life more, it just made sense on everything I've been through and went through in life. So it wasn't like, oh, you know, I don't, you know, cry over it. I understand it now. And so now we're in a different place. Everyone's older and, you know, growner, and we're good. So I just think it's from me just evolving as a person and so curious about what they were going through when they were raising me. Because I think the love of my family was more actions. We take actions. We do. So the emotional part just wasn't there. That's what I didn't have. The actions were like, I had food, had clothes, had a place to stay. We were good. But emotionally, you know, it just wasn't there. So that's what I lacked.
Yeah.
Yeah, there was so much self-awareness in on both sides and all the conversations we saw you have with your parents. And I thought that was really amazing and a beautiful thing for us to get to see as the audience.
It's interesting because Dean was also going through a similar situation on his hometown in terms of having a parent that he felt like wasn't supportive emotionally when he was growing up, but he hadn't really made peace with it at all.
Right.
So you sort of show a different side of how that can
go. And that's the thing, I think, you know, for Dean, shouts out to Dean. Dean the dream. Dean babies. Dean, what up, baby? I think I've been in that place before. I know exactly what's going on with him. You know, it's not easy for him to talk about himself and what he's been through. So he puts the direction energy on someone else, or he makes it about everybody. Mm-hmm. You know, because it's hard for him to go inside and say, no, but what's up with you, Dean? Like, I've been there. So he's a mirror of what I used to be. That's why I could overcome those challenges for myself and my family, because I did so much work to get to that point. And it's not easy. It's very uncomfortable. So I just think he's at that breaking point, that transition. Eventually, he'll get over it and he'll understand. And he's like, I get it now. It's not easy.
Yeah.
No, it's a lot of work. And he, you know, we do see that he is a few years younger than the rest of you, which those
makes
your late 20s, like that.
We have it all figured out now in our late 20s.
I thought I had it figured out at 17.
I know, right? I'm going to college. I'm like about to be 30, and I'm like, wait, I don't have all the answers yet? What?
Yeah. No, every year I'm like, this is the year that I found out all the answers. Right. Now is the time when it's happening.
Yeah. It's all a lie.
This whole season of The Bachelor is really, Bachelorette, sorry, has just been like a great advertisement for therapy and self-knowledge. It's been a really beautiful thing to see. And we learned that your Aunt Verna has a TED Talk.
Yeah. We need to talk about Aunt Verna. She was a real hit.
She was like a stealth celebrity.
She's the one. She's the one. She's always been that way. You know, she's just very intelligent, very driven, been through a lot of things in life herself. And she just overcame a lot. And I mean, that's just who she is. She's the one. Everyone thinks that's my mom. They're like, you guys are similar. You sure that's not your mom?
I can see that.
You talk the same. Your mannerisms the same. Oh, I was like, but she's the one. So she deserves anything that's coming with that, because that's her thing, diversity and inclusion. She has 3 books out with a TED Talk. She went to Columbia undergrad, and then she went to Harvard Law School. So she's well-educated, and she's been around, so she gets it.
Yeah.
I want to read her books now.
I know. Yeah. I found some like she'd been interviewed about diversity in the workplace and stuff.
Yeah, because she
I was like, she's legit already famous.
Yeah.
So do you think she can fix the Bachelor's race issues for us?
I don't even think it's race. I think it's perspective. I think she can fix the perspective, because I think when it comes down to life, it's about black and white because of how we see it from the world. But I think it's about perspective. It's like, you grew up a certain way, I grew up a certain way. That's just what it is, honestly, at the end of the day. You know, because you don't know no difference unless there's a difference. Because if I grew up in the same neighborhood as you, we have the same experience somewhat. So that's maybe so, maybe not. I don't know.
Well, we want to just suggest that ABC hire Aunt Verna as a consultant for
And that's what she does. She consults. So.
Yeah. Well, ABC, get on it.
It would be great, right?
Yeah, maybe she's available.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I also just have to give a shout out to Maryland as a fellow Maryland native.
You?
Yeah.
What?
From Silver Spring. So.
Oh.
Yeah.
I dated a girl from Silver Spring. She went to Hampton, but she was from Silver Spring.
It's a good town.
It is. Yeah. Gotta go back. Silver Spring, baby. Shouts out to Maryland.
Yeah.
What's your area code out there? I got 410-443. What's
240-301?
240-301.
Yeah. But you know, 410-443.
Yeah. I got it. That's what's up.
None of this makes any sense to me.
No. It's okay. I'm familiar. Fill you in later.
Emma's always educating me. All right, guys, we're going to take a quick break, but don't go anywhere. We're going to have more with the handsome and lovely Eric Bigger. Plus, a little surprise for you guys. We are going to have a little question and answer session with Rachel. Session is the wrong word.
Very brief one question session.
But it was a burning question that we had, and we were really excited to get to ask her, and we hope you all enjoy.
Okay, so you got engaged. Congrats. Now you may be wondering what comes next.
If you're planning a wedding, the first thing you need to know about is Zola.
With Zola, you can plan your entire wedding in one convenient place. From the day you get engaged and search for the venue to the day you send out your save the dates, make your registry, and even taste your cake.
Zola has literally everything you need to make the whole process super easy and actually even enjoyable.
There's even a 5-star app that helps you plan on the go or, you know, from your couch, which is certainly how, if I was planning a wedding, I would definitely want to do it as loungily as possible.
So important.
I also just know myself. I know that planning any kind of event, like even a birthday party, can get very stressful. And so it's been really cool to see friends use Zola. It really seems to make everything a lot less stressful. And as a frequent wedding attender, I love to be able to hop on that Zola registry and just purchase a gift. Easy peasy. I know I've done it. I won't forget. Thank you, Zola.
Yeah, everything's all in the same place. It's perfect. Start planning at Zola.com. That's Zola.com.
I am so glad that it's finally warming up. And it also means that I just want to have fun this summer and I don't want to be worrying about meal prep. And luckily, I can do something about that with Factor, especially because they have so many meal options like Protein Plus, Keto, Vegetarian, something for every diet.
Their fresh, never frozen meals are ready to eat in just 2 minutes. So no matter how busy you are, you'll always have time to enjoy nutritious, great tasting meals.
With 35 different meals and more than 60 add-ons to choose from every single week, you'll always have new flavors to explore.
Make your whole day delicious. From breakfast to dessert, stay fueled with easy, nutritious options.
I love having a few Factor meals just sitting in my fridge, especially because I work from home. It's so nice to finish up a taping and not have to figure out what to cook myself. Just look in my fridge and be like, oh, in 2 minutes, I can be eating mushroom chicken thighs and wild rice or tomato basil chicken risotto or Santa Fe style green chili beef skillet. And they always have a nice like vegetable side. It feels well balanced. I feel full after, and it's not a headache at all.
Head to factormeals.com/LTSI50 and use code LTSI50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next month.
That's code LTSI50 at factormeals.com/LTSI50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next month while your subscription is active.
The weather's getting warmer, so it's time to say goodbye to jackets and sweaters and hello to shorts and tees.
Oh, I'm so happy the weather is finally turning. If you, like me, have been wanting to update your wardrobe for the long haul without, you know, spending a fortune, then Quince is for you. You can build up a lineup of timeless pieces that will keep you looking effortlessly chic year after year.
Like premium European linen dresses, blouses, and shorts from $30, washable silk tops, timeless 14 karat gold jewelry, and so much more.
And the best part, all Quince items are priced 50 to 80% less than similar brands.
By partnering directly with top factories, Quince cuts out the cost of the middleman and passes those savings right on to you.
And Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing practices, as well as premium fabrics and finishes.
I love Quince for all these staples. I mean, linen is my favorite summer fabric. They have so many amazing linen staples. I also found my new go-to, like, summer running around to the playground in the coffee shop bag. It's the pebbled Italian leather. Ooh. Front sling bag. I can just fit a wallet and my phone and my AirPods in it, maybe some lip balm. Absolutely perfect. I'm so obsessed with it. And the price was exactly what I wanted to.
Get warm weather ready with Quince.
Go to quince.com/LTSI for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. That's quince.com/LTSI to get free shipping and 365-day returns. quince.com/LTSI.
Anyone who's been listening to this podcast for a while, or even not that long, knows that we love Article. I mean, honestly, I'm looking around my home right now. Coffee tables from Article. That lovely chair out on my deck, Article. Our big console, Article. My bed frame, Article. This is an Article household.
It is. And it was an inspiration to me. We finally got our first Article piece of furniture recently, our new couch. And my husband and I are both constantly just like, how did we live before this couch? This is such an improvement over what we had before. It's so comfortable. It just seems to get more comfortable every day. I mean, it's the couch you dream of.
And the reason that we have both been able to find ideal furniture on Article is because Article believes in delightful design for every home.
And thanks to their online-only model, they have some really delightful prices, too.
Their curated assortment of mid-century modern, coastal, industrial, Scandi, and boho designs makes furniture shopping simple.
And their team of designers are all about finding that perfect balance between style, quality, and price, because we all want the best of all of those three things united in one piece of furniture, right?
Plus, they're dedicated to thoughtful craftsmanship that stands the test of time and, you know, looks good doing it.
Article is offering our listeners $50 off your first purchase of $100 or more.
To claim, visit article.com/LTSI, and the discount will be automatically applied at checkout.
That's article.com/LTSI for $50 off your first purchase of $100 or more.
1 in 5 Americans have learned a new language on their bucket list, as they should, because it's very important.
If that's you, then make this year the year you finally check it off your list with Babbel.
Be a better you in 2024 with Babbel, the science-backed language learning app that actually works.
Babbel's quick 10-minute lessons are handcrafted by over 200 language experts to help you start speaking a new language in as little as 3 weeks.
Wow, that is really fast. Their tips and tools are approachable, accessible, rooted in real-life situations, and delivered with conversation-based teaching, so you're ready to practice what you've learned in the real world.
Plus, all of Babbel's 14 award-winning language courses are backed by their 20-day money-back guarantee. I personally used Babbel before I headed off to Paris for 3 weeks, and it was so helpful, just kind of giving me back the basic understanding of French, allowing me to interact with people in restaurants, in shops, and, you know, just not make a total fool of myself when in a foreign country.
Here's a special limited time deal for our listeners.
Right now, get 60% off your Babbel subscription, but only for our listeners at babbel.com/LTSI.
Get up to 60% off at babbel.com/LTSI.
Spelled BABBEL.com/LTSI.
Rules and restrictions may apply.
So since you've finished up filming, what have you been doing with yourself?
What have I been doing? Just really trying to adjust to life and get back into reality. It's when I first got back, it was just really different. It's like everything was just different because, you know, you didn't have no phones, you couldn't listen to music. It was, you know, outside of the show, you couldn't do anything. You know, it was different. So I had to adjust, training people, you know, done some speaking engagements. Just living life, really. Living life, working out, having fun, yeah. Reading books, hanging out. You know, watching the show every Monday, 8 p.m., ABC.
Yeah. Check it out, guys. What has it been like having so much, you know, attention on you all of a sudden? Like going from, you know, obviously you had somewhat of a following before, but like being on a reality show, you suddenly have this national stage and so many people who want to know all about your personal life.
A that lot must of be women weird. Who want to know yeah, about a your lot personal of women.
Life. Yeah. It's definitely been different and somewhat weird, but as I grow to understand it, I fall right in place and I get it. So it's been great. It's been great attention, and I appreciate the love and the support. Shouts out to all my fans, Team Eric. If you support me, you've been following my story, I appreciate it, seriously. Because support gets us through life, yeah. You know, honestly. Like, you know, two is better than one. Both of you girls are on this podcast, you know. Working the magic, baby. Yeah. Working the magic.
Couldn't do it alone.
You know, and yet speaking on, you know, women over everything, because women are the truth. Women run the world. Mm-hmm. If you don't know, now you know. Women are the foundation of the world. Seriously. And now that I, you know, since I came home, I have a different perspective on women because I didn't have that relationship with my mom. So I had grown an understanding of in a different perspective, like, wow, I really get things done.
Rachel certainly does.
Yeah,
and it definitely seems like the women in your family clearly have it all figured out in a lot of ways.
Yeah.
Also, can we talk about you now have a beard? You were clean shaven on the show. Like, when did this happen? Like,
okay, so let me just set the record. Okay.
Like, was so that a conscious
clean,
choice?
I've been clean shaving for all along. So years ago, I worked at Abercrombie & Fitch. So I was a manager, right? So I had to be clean shaving.
Oh.
So in certain jobs in L.A., you know, you got to be clean shaving. And so I used to go on auditions. I always ask you, are you willing to clean shave? Oh, yeah, of course. So when I went to my audition, I didn't have any type of hair on my face. I was clean shaving. So I was like, if you can't grow a beard, which I didn't know because I never really grew it out, come clean shaving. So I'm like, okay, cool. But honestly, I went into the show as a boy and came out a man. Meaning that there were certain things I didn't experience in life to grow up internally, you know, to become what I am today. And it wasn't until we came back overseas before we went to hometowns. I'm in my hotel and I'm like, I should just let my facial hair grow out. So I went to my barber in LA, like, oh, I'll get a haircut and grow it out. And there it is. And now you see the full beard.
So it's sort of symbolic of your emotional
transformation. Like, it wasn't easy, but it was worth it.
I like that there's a deeper meaning there.
Because nobody's like, don't cut it. I'm like, okay.
Yeah, it's pretty great. Most guys can't grow a beard like that.
Really? I didn't know I could grow a beard like that.
You learn something new every day.
Right.
It's just about growth.
I talk to women and I'm like, what is it about the beard that you like? Is it because I look mature? Do I look older? Like, what is it?
Probably.
What is your perspective on that? Can I have it? What is it?
I think it works for some people and not for others.
Oh,
like, it's person by person. But when we told some other people around the office that we were having you in, like, got a lot of positive feedback on the beard.
The beard. Beard game.
I think it goes a little bit in waves, too. Like, everyone's clean shaven for a while. A guy sports a beard, and people are like, I like what he's going on. He's thinking differently. I think maybe there will be a beard saturation at some point.
Different strokes for different folks, huh?
Yeah.
I see. Makes sense. Shouts out to the beard.
Yeah. I think people like it.
Got it. Thank you, people. I'm gonna keep it.
So one other weird like coincidence that came up during the hometown dates is that, you know, your mom talked about how she wanted to leave room in your life for another woman. And then Brian's mom sort of said, Brian is the love of my life and I'm the first woman in his life. Which is sort of like two very different approaches to preparing a son for a relationship. I don't know. Do you ever wonder what it would have been like if you'd had like a really different upbringing in that way?
All the time. I wouldn't be here.
Yeah.
I literally wouldn't be here having this interview. Because even though I wanted certain things from my mom, it forced me to be what I am today. So there's a documentary on Netflix, Tony Robbins, I'm Not a Guru. And it was a young lady on there who had a similar experience to mine growing up. You know, she was mad her dad wasn't in her life. So he said, okay, you blame your dad for not doing this. So blame your dad for all the great things. And so in that moment, I'm like, damn. I was healing in that moment. Like, I called my mom, I said, Mom, you know, I said this, I said that. I just want to say thank you for making me strong. Thank you for making me independent. Thank you for making me dominant. Thank you for making me driven and motivating because you forced me to be a man early on, and I appreciate you. So even though it might have seemed negative as a kid growing up of people watching, it really was a plus. And she's the real MVP because of that, because I wouldn't be here talking to you guys, you know?
Yeah.
So for me, it's I think I would have got it, and I would have been spoiled, and I wouldn't have self-awareness or be the go-getter of the person I am today. So everything happens for a reason, and it was perfect, and it wasn't easy, that experience as a kid, but it's well worth it. So I'm thankful. Thank you, Mom. Yep.
And early on in the show, you had like a lot of anxiety, it seemed like, about
I related.
Where you said, yes,
it was very,
very much so.
Yeah.
And then it seemed like you sort of hit some sort of point where you just were filled with confidence.
Oh, yeah, we're cruising, baby.
Yeah.
What was that turning point?
Just being extremely vulnerable and being emotionally available and being honest with Rachel and telling her how I really felt and was feeling in that moment. And she gave me hers back, and I'm like, got it. I see you. You see me. Okay, cool. We can move forward. Cool. It was that simple, but when you don't have information, you can't move forward because you lack in information, therefore you lack understanding, therefore you can't advance. Mm-hmm. So I had insecurities. I was, you know, all over the place. I was emotional. I was putting it all out there. I felt like I wasn't getting any returns. So I was like, do you like me? Are you into me? Like, no, seriously. And then, you know, I had to shift my paradigm and look at it like, hold on, she has 20 some other men that she has to give energy and time. Let me really look at it from her perspective and ask her a real question so I can get a real answer that I'm looking for or I need. And once I did that, it just made sense. And then after we left the house, I figured it out. And it was more so of me allowing the relationship to come to me. Because I was trying to create the relationship and make it happen and force it. And it's like, no. Let it happen. Let it come to you. So when I figured that out, I'm like, oh, just, you don't got to be so serious. And so just enjoy yourself. Like, it's all right. And I'm like, cool. And it just happened.
Yeah. It was kind of amazing to watch because normally people who get just really in their heads
forever.
They never right the ship. So yeah.
I do think we don't often see someone just directly recognize like, oh, I need a little bit of affirmation, I'm going to ask for it. And I thought that was really great.
Yeah, because I'm always get to the root of the problem of the situation because I'm coming. I have to figure it out. Just because I'm so curious and it's like it's on me and I want to understand it. I'm like, oh, that was it? I didn't know that. Let me stop tripping. Mm-hmm. You're good. You know? So, and I think in the world and in life, I think we should have more communication where it's more open and honest because then we move forward and the relationship would be stronger and better. Like, you know what? I'm not feeling this interview today. Can I go home? If that's your truth, I think you should.
Are you trying to tell us?
No, I'm just saying in general, I'm just giving you an example of how we should communicate as people so we can advance society and the culture and just everything. Just be more open. Like, I'm not feeling that shirt today. You shouldn't wear it. Oh, for real? Okay. You know, it's better because you're not sparing me. You're telling me the truth. So that's what happened. My truth set me free and got me move forward every week. So,
yeah, and then you know what the worst of it is, and then you also know what the best of the truth is.
Absolutely.
So, yeah. Well, it's very healthy for a relationship once it's actually established. So that's a good way to enter it too.
Yeah.
So what do you think is the biggest thing you took away from the Bachelorette, like for yourself, from the experience?
I think for one, to get out of my own way. And allow people to confide and help me like I help them.
Yeah.
I think Rachel asked me a prominent question when we was in France. She was like, if you're always helping and counseling people, who's helping you? And I kind of froze up like, damn, that's a good question. So allow people to do the same that I do for them, for me. Because it's selfish for me to always give and feed into people and allow a person to do the same because then it's like, you're not balancing this relationship. So I let her take control and lead the dates and lead the way, and that's when it evolved because I wasn't so much in the way or trying to control it. I let her help me, help her, help us.
Yeah.
So. I love that.
Yeah.
That's beautiful. And I think we're really looking forward to seeing kind of how the rest of your journey plays out.
Magic, baby.
Yeah.
Magic.
We'll look forward to that. So before we wrap up, can you just let all of our listeners know where they can find you on social media?
Social media. Mm-hmm. Twitter, Eric, E-R-I-C underscore Bigger, B-I-G-G-E-R. Instagram, just my first and last name, Eric Bigger. Facebook, first and last name. And Snapchat, E-Biggs, E-B-I-G-G-S-S.
Okay.
Tripping it up with
We got another S on it.
Yeah, add that, letter.
Follow me, shout me out.
Yes, follow Eric.
Yeah, he's all over.
Ask questions. I want to know.
Yeah.
I want to know what you're thinking.
He's very good about being asked questions. We can confirm that from this experience.
Questions lead to answers. But you have to ask the right questions.
That's true.
At the right time.
Yeah. Hopefully we got in a few of the right questions during this interview.
Yeah.
You ladies were phenomenal. You're great. How long have you been doing this podcast?
A couple years.
Just over 2 years now.
Yeah.
Yeah, we started with Caitlin Bristow's season of The Bachelorette.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Did you watch the show at all before you went on?
I didn't.
No.
I'm sorry. I tried to catch some of Rachel's season. I was like, okay.
I feel like maybe she'll be all right.
Some people benefit from going in blind and other people just crumble.
I wanted to go in blind. You did well.
Yeah.
I wanted to go blind, but I did see an episode where they were going on a hot air balloon. I was like, oh, I hope I don't have to go on that. I'm afraid of heights.
Oh, I'm shocked that they didn't like make you skydive or something if you're afraid of heights.
Well, if you know the 101 date. you know, the swings and the roller coaster. Ooh, that was scary.
Oh, yeah. Did you tell them that you were afraid of heights?
Yeah. And then Rachel was like, come on, it'll be fun.
See, when you tell them you're afraid of heights, then you're definitely going to go on a high thing.
And Rachel made me do the roller coaster twice. She's like, let's do it again. Like, anything for the lady.
Well, you know, she was punished by having to rappel down a ski jump. So that was pretty terrifying.
Yeah, that
looked scary. That looked horrifying.
Yeah. Shout out to Brian.
Oh,
my God.
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
I think I would have just been
peed
crying.
To myself.
I know. Would have arrived at the bottom just soaked in bodily fluids, crying.
That was crazy.
And they were, like, kissing him. I was like, what are you doing? Just get down.
Get down as quickly as possible.
Well, thank you so much for talking with
us.
Yeah, this has been such a joy.
It's been amazing. Mm-hmm. Before I leave, can I say anything?
Yeah.
If anybody on the streets, any fans, if you want to take a picture with me, please shout me out. Or I don't mind it. You know, I love the support. And you ladies, thank you for having me once again. I definitely got to download this on iTunes because I am a podcast guy.
Yes.
And I want to know what you girls talk about. And remember, women over everything. Women over everything.
We appreciate that affirmation.
It's miracle season. I have hats, you know, www.thecaptrap.com. Check it out. But really know that you are everything. Like, seriously. Women run the world. Who run the world? Girls. Who run the world?
Love a little Beyonce reference. Who run the always, so.
I mean,
she has the Bible. And that is a very appropriate way to end this podcast. Yeah. We are a pro-woman feminist podcast, so thank
and
you for that.
And also a pro-Eric podcast.
Exactly.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
So peace and love.
So before we go, we're backstage at AOL Build right now.
We just met Rachel and Brian. They are so beautiful in person and they smell amazing.
So good. It's outrageous. And we got the opportunity to ask them a question during the Build series interview.
And we think you'll really appreciate their answer. So enjoy. Hi, guys.
Hey.
We're Claire and Emma. And we do the Here to Make Friends Bachelorette podcast. We're big fans. And we have a question for you.
So we're wondering what you think of this new finale format that they kind of threw at us. And you, your face
is not a fan.
But, well, one, typically we get to see the episodes prior to them airing, like a few days before. Not this time. So I was serious when I was like, I'm watching this live for the first time with you guys. And that was a really, really hard thing to watch by myself. Normally we're together. 3 hours sitting on that stage, not just 3 hours watching it live for the first time, but also having to talk to Eric, having to talk to Peter, like that was a lot. So not so much of a fan.
Maybe they should skip that for the next one.
Yeah. I mean, it was a season of first, I get it, but you know, I wouldn't wish that on the next person.
Well, you guys handled it really well.
Thank you.
And that's it for this bonus episode of Here to Make Friends. Thanks to our guest, Eric Bigger, and of course, our producer, Nick Offenberg.
If you haven't yet, please find Here to Make Friends on Apple Podcasts to subscribe and give us a rating. We're also on Facebook. Please like our page. And you can find us both on Twitter and Instagram. I'm at Claire E. Fallon.
And I'm at Emily D. Rose. Or you can always send us an email, heretomakefriends@huffpost.com.
Thanks for listening. We can't wait to... No, we can.
We will be recapping Paradise.
Thanks for listening. We will reluctantly be back to recap Paradise. Thanks, Nick.
Walmart Plus members save on meeting up with friends. Save on having them over for dinner with free delivery with no hidden fees or markups. That's groceries plus napkins plus that vegetable chopper to make things a bit easier. Plus, members save on gas to go meet them in their neck of the woods. Plus, when you're ready for the ultimate sign of friendship, start a show together with your included Paramount Plus subscription. Walmart Plus members save on this plus so much more. Start a 30-day free trial at walmartplus.com. Paramount Plus, Essential plan only. Separate registration required. See Walmart Plus terms and conditions.
When your space has the long-lasting, noticeable scent of Airwick Vibrant Scented Oils, you'll want to invite everyone over, from book club to the fantasy league, even the in-laws.
It smells amazing.
Airwick Vibrant Scented Oils are infused with 2 times more natural essential oils versus regular Airwick Scented Oils for our most authentic, nature-inspired fragrance experience. Transform your space with scents like white sage and mahogany or lavender and water lily. Now that's a breath of fresh air, Wick.